Good afternoon, Kelsey. It's great to have you on the Sideline View for the first time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Oh, look, that's my pleasure. It's great to catch up with you from the world of speedway karting. Oh, my first question to you is, I remember you as a young lady kicking around a motorcycle club, and I've seen you race wingless sprints and be involved with Timmis. How the hell did you end up with the president's job of the Central Asian Dirt Kart Association?
I got unlucky, mate. There was no one else for the job, and I thought, I just stood up and said, rightio, I'll give it a crack, and here I am.
How have you found it?
It's challenging. It's had days where I've gone, why am I doing this? But there is some awesome days. There's awesome people that take part in it, so being able to be around that is pretty cool. It's cool to see it from up above as well.
Now, yeah, well, you can have your other job all to yourself, actually, being a steward, but... That's another world in itself, Kelsey. I will go there. Stewards cop a rough time, but what people have to remember is you're in a sport that's really quick to watch, happens in a hurry, and you only get one look at it.
Yes, that's right. I do. A lot of people try and come up to me and say, well, my mum filmed this, and this is what the footage shows. But I get 2 seconds to make a decision, and I've got to make it quick, and I've got to try and be fair and consistent. So if I see it and that's how it is, that's how I've got to call it. Unfortunately, it upsets some people, but that's the world of speedway.
Actually, Kelsey, that leads me to my next question in some ways. I've been involved, as you know, around speedway sidecars and solos all my life, but a lot of people say to you, on the hill, why don't they film this and look at a replay before they make a decision? And I know they do that at Timmis Speedway. Do you think it's time it come into other motorsports? Because people are spending a lot of money and it all happens that quick. Maybe I know sometimes video replay doesn't tell the whole story neither, though, does it?
No, it definitely doesn't. We have, when I steward out at Timmis, we do occasionally have
a look.
Replays, but it makes it, it slows everything down. So the time we've got the replay up and we've watched it 3 times to make sure we're absolutely certain according to the replay. It just slows everything down and then drivers start getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And then it also makes it easier for drivers to contest it, which is fine. I'm happy if you want to contest it or protest or whatever.
Good idea. That's
but
a good point.
They sort of go, well, you've got the footage, change the decision. And it kind of makes it a bit hard to do our job, I guess.
How do you find being a steward? Do you have nights where everything goes really cool and you make all the good decisions? Actually, if you do a good job, you won't hear about it. If you do a bad one, you hear about it, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. If I do try and keep it fair and consistent as best I can because, you know, I steward my dad and my pop and family as well. So I've got to try and keep it fair. But there is times when I've got 5 drivers at the door of the judge's box wanting to chat and it gets very, very stressful. But it is also a really good job to have.
Now, one of the parts of being, an awesome part of being a president of the Kart Association was last weekend, the All Power Nationals, which a lot of people don't realise. It's the richest speedway kart event in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. We held the Victorian state title a couple of weeks prior to the All Power Nationals and didn't get anywhere near as many nominations as we did for the All Powers, and it's kind of like a bragging right thing. We get people from Northern Territory, Tasmania, that wouldn't come for a title, but for the All Power Nationals, they're coming, and they are going to tell their mates, oh, I won the All Power Nationals. It's all about bragging rights and the big trophy. It's awesome.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I think this is off the top of my head, Kelsey, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's in about its 10th year, the All Power Nationals?
I think we worked out it was about 12 or 13.
Well, there you go. It quickly evolved to a much-wanted bucket list must-do on the calendar every year. It quickly evolved to that within a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Before COVID, we were getting sort of 120 to 150 nominations. This year was a bit lower because of people still recovering from COVID and that kind of thing. But, yeah, we have a lot of drivers that they make it, they work their calendar around All Power Nationals, and they budget their season around making sure they can come to the meeting because it's just that big and rewarding, and there's so many people that come to it, so it's a big social event as well, which is awesome.
That sort of leads me to my next question again. It's like your junior numbers before COVID, I think, were fairly steady and strong. Have you been knocked around by COVID with junior numbers and that coming back to the sport after such a break?
Yeah, unfortunately we have. And juniors are sort of always a come and go class. You've either got 30 juniors at a meeting or you've got four.
Yeah.
I don't know really why, but juniors sort of just sway a bit. But yeah, with COVID, it's been pretty difficult with sort of mums and dads working out business and money and that kind of thing. And then the fuel prices hurt us as well, with a lot of drivers couldn't travel. So yeah, we have had lower numbers on juniors, which sucks because they're, you know, the future of the sport, but they'll come back.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they will come back. And you're not the only sport in St. Roger, Kelsey. A lot of different sports. You know, like the Imperials Football Club under-18 team has been forfeited for the year in football. Yeah. So it's right across the board. I'm sure those numbers will come back. Your season sort of finished with the All Power Nationals, but you got one more club day left, haven't you, for the year?
Yeah, so June the 19th, we've got another meeting, which is our one last go. So we sort of do a come and try day, and that's our driver's last chance to try and get up there in the aggregate point. So a lot of people kind of love doing that. So that we're also, it's a late meeting in the season, for the go-kart season. So a lot of drivers from other clubs will come just to get another meeting into the season because their club's done.
You said that part of that's a come and try day.
Yes, we do try and do an official and crew come and try day. So you've still got to have a Speedway Australia one-day licence and all the correct gear and all of that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So that has to be organised. But, yeah, we do try and do a come and try day, which is always really good for the crew chief that's been pitting all season and you finally get to have a run.
Yeah, I've been tempted myself a few times to come down and have a go at the come and try day, but I reckon I'd get hooked pretty quick.
Oh, yes, definitely. We have so many drivers say, no, just do the come and try day, just one day, and then next season they've got a cart and they're ready to go racing.
That's the problem looking at Kelsey from my own angle, I reckon. I know what I'm like around things with motors, and I've driven a few carts on bitumen and absolutely enjoyed it, so I can imagine what it'd be like around a speedway track.
Oh, it's bloody awesome compared to bitumen. I used to race bitumen, and it is fun on the bitumen, but there's nothing like a good fly job on the dirt, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, I actually commentated you when you raced on the bitumen. You're pretty handy on four wheels, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be. My family, I've been born and bred into racing, so I kind of, from a young age of six, I started racing, so I've had to learn pretty quick how to be good at it, I guess.
So no doubt you'll keep the presidency for next season.
Yes, I've been told I have to,
well,
but I'm fine with that. I do enjoy it. It's a good job.
Yeah, I haven't been the president of the Mildura Motorcycle Club yet. Maybe one day I'll get there, but I can imagine it would be daunting at sometimes, rewarding at others, and I suppose once you got the hang of it, you just go with the flow, Kelsey, really.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. When I first got into the position, it was stressful. And I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, but I've got a pretty awesome committee that supports me, so they're really helpful, and I've kind of just winged it and just hoped for the best, and everyone seems to be pretty happy with it. But yes, it does get frustrating, but it's very rewarding to have everyone sort of, I guess, look up to me for help kind of thing. It's really good.
Yeah, well, even though you're a young lady, you've been around motorsport now a long time and you've got a lot of experience. So it's the St. Roger Kart Association is very lucky to have you involved a lot of ways.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm 23 and I've been racing for 16 years. And the time that I wasn't racing and I was too young, I was still around fever, I think. Mum and dad could get me out of the hospital, that was it. I was at motorsport.
I was going to say, I reckon you would have been going to Timmins Speedway motorsport events well into your prem, yep. I reckon.
Yep, absolutely. So I've had all the experience, I've seen all the stuff, I've done all the things. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Kelsey, I'm almost out of time. It's been great to catch up with you. We'll stay in touch now that I've actually tracked you down and all the rest of it. The Speedway kart scene's always intrigued me. Enjoy the last hit out in June. And enjoy putting your feet up for the off-season, because the off-seasons get shorter every year.
Yes, I was actually talking to that the other day. It just seemed that we used to be 6 months that we had off, and now we get 2 weeks.
Exactly right, Kelsey. Thanks for joining us on the program. It's been great to catch up with you. We'll chat again soon. You take care.
No worries. Awesome. Thanks for having me.